The Federal Treasurer, Wayne Swan, has intensified his campaign against some of the biggest names in Australian mining. Last week in an essay, he called for a pitch battle against the influence of vested interests. Today, the Treasurer was at the National Press Club in Canberra, and he again criticised the Big Three, Andrew Forrest, Clive Palmer and Gina Rinehart. And this time he's drawn the opposition leader Tony Abbott into the net. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Treasurer's been in a feisty mood of late. First he took aim at Kevin Rudd. Then in the monthly magazine last week he opened fire on wealthy business figures, including Clive Palmer, Andrew Forrest and Gina Rinehart, warning the rising power of vested interests was a poison that endangered Australia's success. Addressing the National Press Club, Wayne Swans continued his spray, saying the backlash sparked by his essay proves his point.
I think we do need a lot of straight talking in this debate, because it shines a light on something that every one of us holds dear to in this country, the notion of a fair go.
Wayne Swan says it's not an attack on the rich, it's an attack on an imbalance in influence and opportunity.
In recent years, we've seen the emergence of a tiny handful of people. In fact, the Monthly calls them the 0.01% group, who mobilise their considerable wealth against policies designed to benefit the majority.
Mr Swan argues the billionaires' protest against the mining tax would have been laughed out of town in the Australia he grew up in. But apparently it's a different story now, pointing the finger at a plethora of forces at work.
The combination of deep pockets, conservative political support, and of course the ranting of shock jocks more and more brazenly has sought to defend and promote the interests of a very narrow section of our economy.
Twiggy Forrest's Fortescue Metals Group took out full-page ads today, arguing Mr Swan's original attack contained extreme claims and was unfair, untrue and divisive. Mr Swan's hit back.
For every Andrew Forrest who complains about high company taxes and then admits to not paying any, there are 100 or more that go about employing Australians and creating wealth in a constructive way.
As for Mr Forrest's family deciding to share their wealth, helping the needy,
charity is not a substitute for paying tax.
Clive Palmer says Mr Swan's trying to divide the country, regretting the debate's taken a nasty turn.
This is a lot of rubbish, really. I mean, everything I've done, Gina Rinehart's done and Mr Forrest has done is in accordance with the laws of Australia that have been made by the Parliament. We're not evil people. I employ 3,000 people nearly in Queensland and Australia. Maybe the Treasurer needs more love. Maybe he's had a hard life. I don't know what's turned him so bitter.
I was really disturbed and it made my stomach churn when I read Mr Palmer saying that his only responsibility was to his shareholders and to his workers, and he had no public responsibility whatsoever. What I say about people like Mr Palmer is they don't get rich on their own.
Gina Rinehart too gets a special mention.
Just as worrying to us, I think, all, is Ms Rinehart's foray into at least two media companies, reportedly to influence public opinion and to further her commercial interests.
Labor sources say Mr Swan's attack is about reaffirming what Labor stands for and trying to win back its traditional voters. The government thinks it's on a winner, noting the Twitter debate this afternoon, which the Treasurer participated in, was, quote, the number one trending topic in Australia. But it's also sparked concern in Labor's ranks. One MP's described the assault as ill-disciplined and poor politics, flouting the basic rule of ignore your enemy. The Trade Minister, Craig Emerson, says the Treasurer is entitled to disagree with miners' attempts to align their personal interest with the national interest.
And in any contest between a national living treasurer and a national living treasurer, I'll back the Treasurer any day. There is no sharper difference between Labor and the Coalition, where Labor wants to spread the benefits of the mining boom to the working men and women of this country, and the Coalition led by Mr Abbott, the most arrogant man that I think I have ever met, who says that Clive Palmer and Gina Rinehart are paying too much tax and he will repeal the mining tax and give the money back to them.
And Tony Abbott's weighed in, arguing Mr Swan's criticisms are unwarranted.
These are people who, they attract investment, they create jobs and they build prosperity. They are wealth creators. Wayne Swan has been the greatest wealth waster that this country has ever seen. Let's put aside for a moment the phony class war on billionaires. What really concerns me is his real attack on middle Australia.
It's a case of everyone jostling to have the last word.
He is, of course, singing for his supper. We can see that in the donations from the likes of Clive Palmer that have flooded into the Coalition's coffers in recent years. In choosing to kneel down at the feet of vested interests rather than stand up in the interests of Australian workers, Mr Abbott has encouraged these people at every turn.
The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, in that report by Alexandra Kirk.